It's Saturday, it's Nugget. Our ethos is saving a relationship at a time. This is Kojoyanka. Good morning. The conflict of the heart and the head. Is your heart interrupting your head? That's my question. Make sure you are level in your head by the time you are making the decision whether to continue or to terminate the relationship. Because the heart can interrupt your head. We fall in love based on assumptions. But after you are falling in love, there is a cleaving process, and that requires knowledge. Because you need to dwell with them according to knowledge. But we fall in love based on assumptions, and assumptions affect the heart, and knowledge affects the head. So when we are cleaving, there is that constant conflict between the heart and the head, i.e. assumptions and what you are finding out about the person. So you need to take time not to allow your heart to be interrupting your head. And guess what? Let's undergird our conversation from a biblical perspective. Luke 15:17, and I quote the Bible. The Bible said, "Finally he came to himself. He said, 'How many of my father's hired men have more food than they can eat whilst I'm here dying?'" This is a young man that had made a decision based on assumptions that there is a better life out there. But when he got out there, the reality, the knowledge he now started accruing was in conflict with what he assumed, the head and the heart. And he had to sit down and do the analysis based on the knowledge he has found out. Point one, in the process of making his decision based on assumptions, he thought he has arrived. Never in your relational life think you have arrived. Always remain a student of your lover, because there is something new you will find out on a daily basis. That does not give you, or it's not a reason for you to chicken out. It is a learning curve that when you learn it well, it will only make your relationship better. But like I said, the danger is that your heart can interrupt your head. The second thing I want you to look at is that he started with himself. He said he came to himself. Stop pointing fingers and address you. If only you can sit down and do the analysis and wait without your heart interrupting your head, I believe that you will make a decision in the learning process that will only go to better the relationship. And let me add this. I believe there is a reason why we are born with our head first and not our heart. Any other way you come out of that situation, if you don't use your head, it's a breach. As a matter of fact, medically, it is said that when you are brain dead, you are gone. But when your heart is failing, there can be a transplant. When the machine is on, they can keep your livers and your kidneys going. But when you lose your head, you are gone. In the relationship, don't lose your head. Dwell according to knowledge. Dwell according to knowledge. As a matter of fact, the heart can never save the head. But when you fix your head, you can fix your heart. And your nugget for today: never make a lifetime decision from an emotional place. When you are too emotional, take it easy. Relax. And like the Bible said, come to yourself before you make that decision. You've been listening to Kojoyanka on Saturday Nuggets. Give me a ring on 079-5049-7711. WhatsApp me, text me, check the Nuggets page. Hey, stay blessed, and let's do Nuggets again next week.